I wasn't really surprised, you know, having lived through the first World Trade Center attack and countless other events. It really wasn't that surprising to me that Al-Qaeda chose to strike New York City. I was somewhat surprised, you know, 24, 48 hours later at the magnitude of their success, but the actual attack was not surprising to me.
17 years later, people, Americans, are still dying because of that attack. In fact, because of the selfless acts that they essentially undertook that day to save others so that others would live. Some of these people are continuing to pass away because of health issues they suffered on that day. And I'm wondering, how has the U.S. essentially positioned itself to prevent something like that happening again?
Well, I think it takes tragedies like this, JJ, to reprogram any kind of bureaucratic entity. And the U.S. government is no different. I mean, if you look at the transformation of the U.S. counterterrorism system post 9/11, you know, the reformatting of the FBI, their focus on counterterrorism, the creation of DHS, TSA, which gets a lot of complaints, but let's face it, they are doing their job. And then you also look at, you know, the creation of the fusion centers around our nation to stay on top of threats and suspicious activities. So it's been transformational change, and I think that's what happens after these kinds of tragedy.
If you look at what the threat is now, the threat level is now, we've been hearing recently that Al-Qaeda is regenerating. We know that ISIS is active in Afghanistan and in a lot of other places. Of course, the Taliban is still out there. You know, Al-Shabaab's still out there. There's Boko Haram. There are lots of terror organizations that are out there. Is the U.S. the same kind of target that it was on 9/11? And can another 9/11 essentially take place?
Well, I'm optimistic, predicated upon the changes that have been made within the FBI, the Joint Terrorism Task Forces, the fusion centers, TSA, and DHS, that Al-Qaeda would not be capable of carrying out a strategic strike on U.S. soil. Having said that, I think that they're very capable of the continuation of the death by a thousand cuts, meaning the low-level kind of attacks that we've seen, you know, the running into individuals at special events and tourist locations around the globe. These kinds of attacks are going to be consistent. I would not be surprised to see them continue for the foreseeable future. But I think our nation is a lot safer today based on the efforts of the U.S. intelligence community than we were on September the 10th, 2001.
Anything you want to add to this conversation that you think is important as we think about the next year or two? Because one thing is very clear about terrorists and like-minded people these days. They can learn things very quickly and they can enact them a lot more quickly than they could 17 years ago, primarily because of the technology available to them. And now I would argue there are a lot of people out there in the world that are aware of what terror organizations do and how little it takes to make an impact.
I think the one thing that worries me watching the feast or famine or the boom and or bust of the security or the intelligence community, JJ, is that it's easy to lose sight of what it is you're trying to do. And I think the FBI has a daunting challenge trying to stay in front of this. And I think that's my fear, that, you know, without some sort of continued pace of terrorist attack in the United States with a rapid tempo, that Americans, it's easy to move on and start to think, well, why do we really need all these resources devoted to the problem? Well, that's exactly why you need the resources devoted to the problem, to keep us all safe. So that's the one thing that I kind of worry about 17 years later.
Fred Burton, Vice President of Intelligence at Stratfor. G.J. Green, WTOP News.